I don't feel like I write with much awareness of what I'm saying even. And though I don't feel like I, you know, have broken any of my own personal boundaries with this album, but there's bits of it where I was like, well, I wasn't completely in control of that. So this album was quite a sort of scary thing to do.
In a way, it's comforting for the rest of us that singer-songwriter Laura Marling says she doesn't have full control of the music she writes, because at the tender age of 21, she's already released three remarkable and remarkably different albums. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Laura Marling was only 17 when she started doing solo gigs in England, and at her second performance, she was asked to go out on tour. From then on, she was a regular phenom. She released her debut, Alas, I Cannot Swim, in 2008, and 2 years later followed it with I Speak Because I Can, both albums nominated for the Mercury Prize. And just this year, she won Best Female Artist at the Brit Awards. Those awards celebrate pop music in the UK, but Laura Marling doesn't quite fit that label. Her voice draws you in first, with its soaring, ageless quality. Her lyrics then explore love, pain, longing, goodness, and badness, with a web of imagery, and the music is folk-inspired, but composed with an almost classical sense of tension and release. Laura Marling's latest album is called A Creature I Don't Know, and recently she made a return visit to FUV to speak with host Kara Manning, who found herself gushing a little bit.
Really, I've been so deeply moved when I listened to this repeatedly all weekend long. It seems like this album is divided into sections. Is there a sweet aspect? Are there divisions or chapters to this record?
Yeah, and the order of the songs is quite important to the flow. But there is meant to be a flow in this album that's kind of the pinnacle of which is, I guess, at the end of The Beast. And then there's sort of calm waters and then a bit of a storm again.
I think I read something about when you went back and you listened to this whole album, you couldn't remember necessarily, that you were surprised that you had written some of the things you had written.
Yeah, there were some lines that I hadn't registered before and were a bit of a surprise to me. And I guess that's a good thing in a way, a good progression of my songwriting, but that's quite dangerous.
Dear lover forgiven, my love is driven by rage. I should just leave you instead of deceive you, but I don't. Night after night, day after day, would you watch my body weaken, my mind drift away? I count to no one, hold nobody's ear. I showed you my hand once and you hit me in fear. I don't stand for the devil, I don't whisper in ears. I stand on the mountains and call people to hear.
Some of these songs are structured so beautifully. There's the faint hint of horns on I Was Just a Card and Sophia. I mean, you begin so delicately with songs that just sort of expand and unfold and unfurl in the most remarkable way. The organic progression of this record.
Actually, this time I demoed all the tracks from the album with the foundations of the arrangements and backing vocals and things, and then I took them to the band, who added their magic to them. And we rehearsed solidly for a week before we went in the studio, and we just did them in sequence and recorded them live all in a room together, and we were done in 10 days and we couldn't quite believe it. It was amazing.
God's work is planned. I stand here with a man that talked to me so candidly, more than I choose. My lips at once are rouged. I feel again the blues of longing, of longing to be confused. He wrote me a letter saying he would love me better than my poor sons together. The Ruse.
That was The Muse and Night After Night, performed live in Studio A by Laura Marling. Her latest album, A Creature I Don't Know, is out now. Take 5, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.